Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh my god, okay, great. So this is the second attempt because the first time I kept getting scared because I didn't hear you. So here you are now. I'm excited.
Is there music this time? Are you still hearing music?
I am not hearing any music. Everything is normal. I don't feel like I'm going crazy anymore.
All right. You want me to read the first sentence on the 69th page?
Okay, but explain what that is first.
There's, I don't know, been this trend, one of many trends, of course, for the coronavirus quarantine, where people are taking the book that's closest to them and then reading the first sentence on the, like, 19th page or something, and that's how your quarantine is going, mm-hmm. or it sums up how it's going. So mm-hmm. we decided to do page 69 in the first sentence.
Yes, because why not?
Stephen King's Different Seasons, book of short stories, it says, Norton saw him near the end of June. And this conversation I heard from Andy himself some 7 years later. So one conversation was obviously talked about for 7 years, the first time he saw himself like someone again. That's how quarantine's going to go. I feel like I'm going to cry when I see another person for the first time.
I know. It's been way too long now. And I, like, this whole social distancing, I'm missing people that I never knew that I would ever miss.
Yeah.
My boss.
I just.
Number one.
My boss is the only person I have seen. And Rose basically tackled him when we saw him. And, like, we only saw him 3 times this week for 5 minutes. And we were 8 feet apart.
That's the way to do it. 8 feet apart. 6 feet minimum, but 8 feet is good. Okay, do you want me to read you mine?
Yeah.
Okay, so mine, page 69 of The Sun and Her Flowers. It felt like you threw me so far from myself. I've been trying to find my way back ever since.
Well, that's deep.
And this is... This is supposed to be what my quarantine is going like. I'm going to try to find what normal is again after this whole thing is over.
Do you want to hear the first sentence on the 69th page of my other book near me?
Okay, we'll do that. And I'll do my second book too. Go ahead.
Maybe you've caught yourself splashing out and paying extra for ibuprofen capsules in the chemist. It's from Bad Science by Ben Goldacre, which is a book about debunking healthcare trends.
Oh my goodness.
That are false. You shouldn't take ibuprofen with coronavirus.
I know. That's the one thing supposedly, that people shouldn't be taking.
It's supposedly, like, the steroids in it can amplify. It's not completely tested out and proven this way, but from their observations, what tests they have done, they've seen that it aggravates it somehow. Got that from my aunt, who's a doctor, and she just kept calling me 3 times a day when she thought I had it.
So my second book is We Were Witches, and it's the first sentence, right?
Yeah, the first full sentence that occurs only on that page, I think, is how it should go.
Maya liked our multicolored food stamps.
Aw, it's nice. It's like the post delivery people liking your stamps.
Yes. Have you ever sent a letter to someone famous?
No.
When I was a kid,
didn't even write letters to Santa Claus because I didn't believe that. Oops.
Oh my goodness. Well, to all the children out there listening, Santa Claus is not real. Also, please don't listen to this conversation.
Don't worry. I got yelled at in first grade for saying this in class too because it upset all the other children. So.
Yeah. I had some, like, friends who were Jewish in high school, and they would tell me that in kindergarten, like, they had this conversation with their parents where their parents, like, made sure that they didn't tell the kids at school that Santa Claus wasn't real because it would upset them. So
Sarah was told it too. I was, like, in kindergarten, I think it was, like, end of kindergarten and everything, that I was just suspicious of my parents after this. But the teachers at school would tell us that the red light that blinks up on the ceiling, that means Santa's watching.
So I don't like
if
that.
Santa's watching, you've got to behave. But it's the little light that says that the battery is working in a fire detector. And so I was just like, I call, even though my little my little brain didn't comprehend that word at the time. I was like, no, that's not how that works.
I know.
That's not how it works. So
did you say he was a liar and a mouse?
No, I did not. That is your phrase. I doubted it, and then there was like something suspicious with my parents that following Christmas. I'm like, nope. And they even told me that I couldn't tell my brother.
Oh my goodness, your brother's
my
older
brother
than you.
A bit longer than me.
Yeah, no, I never believed in Santa Claus either, but for me it was because I grew up in like a Christian family. Like my stepdad, he was a pastor of a church, so it was that, like, they told me flat out, no, it's not true, it's something they make up. And I always knew that my parents bought me gifts. That was pretty much how it worked. That letter thing. We did this little quiz earlier today where, I don't know, was this a post that you had on your phone or what was it?
I had it in like the notes. Like I have notes sections on my phone and like I like write little things someone said down that I wanted to remember or notes for projects, yada, yada. And then apparently I had this list. Can I open that app or do you have it open?
I have it open right now. So it's
okay.
Like,
you can read it.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, movies that you quote the most, if you find an actress attractive, an actor you find attractive. Okay. And there's like a few, but the one that I want to get to is the one that you said, one pastime you think should still be around. And that was writing the letters, handwriting letters.
I just, like, I have memories of, like we were clearing out our garage in order to move some stuff to storage and sell some things stuff when I was younger, and we found a box of notes that were from my parents when they were dating, because they started dating in like high school. And so there's the letters from when my dad was up in Alaska, and he was loving it so much he was really seriously considering not coming back. And so reading the letters through the letters, like, my mom was pissed because they were dating and they're still fairly early in the relationship. They'd known each other their whole lives. And she's like, if you don't come back, we can't continue this. So I almost didn't exist because of this. But it was like, I really enjoyed reading them and like something to look back through. And like, I passed notes and stuff with some of my friends and all through like formative school, like the middle school and high school, not so much, I guess, as kept going. But like, it was always, I had a box of notes somewhere of things my friends wrote for me, and I always like cherish some of those memories. But yeah, like, and I still have those. I still have a lot of them. They're in a box, shoebox in my parents' house, and some, like, they're really from to maybe tough times I was having then, and they're encouraging words. And but then I've seen letters my grandmothers wrote to my grandfathers when they were at war, and so I just like, I loved reading back through some of those. So, and like, I don't like cards is the thing. So like, cards, I feel like, are overused now, and they just some people think they hold so much more expression and weight than they do. And I hate them because most time I'll throw them away, but I've kept two cards. And one of them was from my mother. At one point, just during my education, she sent me a letter, and it was after we had probably one of the first really actually deep and connected talks we've ever had in my life. And we were talking about my anxiety and depression issues when I was a junior, I think, or a sophomore in college. And she had been through, she lives with depression, anxiety as well, and has received medical treatment for it with men. And so she opened up about some of what she felt during that time. So that was, I think, that was like, it was really a really nice letter from her. And then I have three, because I have the one from you where you were very high.
I was about to say, when you were saying that story, this was like so sweet, so moving, like so aware of like mental health issues. And I was like, wow, like, she kept this one. And I'm like, and she kept the fucking card that I gave her for her birthday.
Where you wrote a whole outside all the different jokes. You called me Deep Throat.
The stupidest card ever written by a person.
And on like two different sides of the paper. And
yes.
I'm like, I have this here somewhere, don't I? I don't know where it is though.
Yeah, so those are then, two cards.
I absolutely love letters as well. Like, it's something mm-hmm. that I feel like, I mean, you know, like we kind of like text a lot now, and like, well, we Facebook message a lot.
Yeah.
We send each other pictures. I mean, we can go back, but definitely like there's something like, you know, so nice about actually having a handwritten letter with like mm-hmm. specific handwriting of that one person that obviously means so much to you and you mean so much to them. Well, mm-hmm. enough to like for them to write a card or a letter.
But like, there's a couple that I've had that have had like postage on them and just were never sent. But then like I sent them.
There's a movie made about that. So all the boys I've ever loved.
No.
Lara Jean.
What was the other thing? I know. The second one was not, I only made it like 10 minutes in. It was so cringy. I didn't like the second one.
I keep letters that are like, yeah, yes. So important to me too. You know, like some of the, I mean, I don't really write letters anymore. Like, I mean, I kind of like write on my diary, and that's kind of similar in a way.
Definitely, I felt like I was going to give them to the person when I was writing it, but either I was drunk or very emotional at the time, then reconsidered it the next day and was like, no, maybe they shouldn't have this.
Well, what you actually are, you have right now, well, I don't know if you still have it, but you have one of like the most significant letters that someone has ever written me in my life.
I do have it still.
So, okay, so I have this letter. I don't know, should I talk about what it's about? Do you want to read an excerpt from it? I'm like scared. No.
Found it. Which is, it's actually a picture with a note on the back rather than like.
Yes. So it's my boyfriend.
He only had very brief space, but he started writing large.
You're really painting a picture for us there. This is my ex-boyfriend's senior like photo, like his yearbook photo, because he graduated a year before me. So he gave me this with a letter on the back. Go ahead.
I really wish before I read this that I could read out loud better than I do. I feel like I should be able to, but I stumble over words. So I apologize.
Okay. Can I make an additional request?
Yeah.
Can you read this and what you believe was his voice?
I can try.
Okay, try for the first two sentences and then you can take on as whatever you choose to do.
To my dear sweet Claudia, you have and continue to be the greatest blessing God ever has given to me. Not a day goes by that I don't thank God for you in my life. How was that? Was that so accurate?
So you believe that my ex-boyfriend was a cartoon mouse?
Yes, because he's a liar and a mouse.
Oh.
Found the card.
What card?
The card you sent me.
Okay, go ahead. Wait, okay, this is good.
So, because the envelope, I think, I swear, is still at my parents' house, unless it's in here, too. Oh, I have another card. I do have more cards than I thought I did. Do you want to start with the front of the card or the back of the card?
Do the front.
The card says, say this. Knock, knock. Who's there? I eat mop. I eat mop who?
Gold. Fucking gold.
Don't show this to anyone. It's inappropriate. Not sure how to spell this word. Mm. with inappropriate underlined. And, I think you just added an extra P, but there might be nude Polaroids in here. You never know. Okay. B-E-Y crossed out and then B-Y-E and then a B. And then the card on the inside, well, the front of the card is, it's a slightly tan card with big letters of honey on top. And then underneath says, you're another year hot. And it's a golden retriever with like a poke through image, and you can like see that its eyes are gonna move when you open the card. And the eyes move and there's hearts inside. And the card itself says, so if you see me drooling, it has nothing to do with your birthday cake. That cake, though, was what was added probably underneath that. And then above, it says, happy birthday, Jube, in like big, like zigzags around in exclamation points and smiley face. And it says, I broke into your room and left this in here. I am like a brownie right now, baked. And you're not
well,
here.
Well, we lived together back then. So this was when we were, like, we all rented a house as friends.
Yeah.
And my room was next door to hers, so. Oh my goodness.
I forgot what I was writing for a second. Oh yeah, happy birthday. You are so awesome. I'm glad I get to call you my best friend. Good luck with the future. I know you're going to rock it. Rock is like written over like rook. So I'm going to rook it. And well, it sounds like I'm saying bye, but always know that I'm here for support. Love you, Kat. And it says BTW with the little stars next to it. I apologize if my cards sound high or gay or weird. I am under the influence and I'm confused. Enjoy the chocolate. Hey.
Yes.
Remember that time that we met up in Mexico?
Oh my goodness, yes.
I found the postcard that I got from the Frida Kahlo house.
Yes.
Of her like back brace that she painted with the column.
I love that. Yeah, no, oh my gosh. Okay, so when was it?
Because I have back issues.
What? 2 years ago now that we met up in Mexico, right?
A year and a half is October.
Yeah. 2018.
Yeah.
So basically what happened is that after college, moved away and I stayed in Buffalo for a little bit, but then I moved to New York. So we are 9 hours away from each other by car right now. Mm-hmm. But she had the opportunity to go to Mexico for this conference, architecture conference, because of the graduate program she was in. And I got to go to the same conference because of the job that I was working at the time. They offered to pay for it. So I was like, sure. So we both ended up going to the same city, to the same conference, and basically like, taking this, I forgot what I was saying, but
we were taking this trip together, basically, without having, yeah, so, like, we hadn't seen each other in a while, like, in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we met up, and we got to experience Mexico together,
mm-hmm.
which was
and we got to go to the amazing. Frida Kahlo house and studio.
Yes, which is, like, my favorite artist of all time, so it's, like, same. Something that, you know.
Side note, in this box, I also found this is, I don't know if something I should say online, but we'll see. We'll edit it out later, maybe if we want to. And my mom should never hear this. But I have found a printed photo of me without any clothes on, tucked in to the Bible my mother gave me. It just feels like such sacrilege right now that I just like don't know what to do. I don't think I purposely put it in there. I think it just got wedged in there, but there should not be a new photo of me.
The most controversial thing I've ever heard in my life. There's nuns quaking in their boots right now, like legit. Like imagine a tiny village with a super tiny church in mm-hmm. it. Like the township, the crucifixes literally just flew off the fucking wall because of what you said.
It's like in Fleabag when she says she doesn't believe in God and the cross falls off the wall.
Yes. no.
Yeah. That's like, this is one of those times where like you just like shove paper in there and it gets stuck in something random. I don't think I put it in on purpose. I don't think I'm that person.
Oh my goodness. I should I should check my Bible to make sure there isn't any. Shouldn't be there. No, oh my goodness.
Yeah, and like this, I don't even know why I still have this photo, but I did look
so good. Well, so if you guys are curious to see what the photo looks like, please go on the following website listed on the
let's not. I don't want any creepers. Where did I just put it?
You lost it?
You know when you like you just wander around and you're doing something you don't really know what you're doing because you're high?
yes.
I just put the naked picture somewhere and I found it. Never mind. It's okay.
I was gonna be like, if you find the naked picture, please call us at
I found it.
Wait, talking about naked pictures, I've seen this on like on the internet, like sometimes like people or like jokes that they make on TV shows, like parents that will have like naked baby pictures of their kids. It's like a joke, you know, when you watch a TV show and they're like, oh, my mom has a naked picture of me. And she shows it to the friends, like, and it's embarrassing. Yeah. I don't get that. Why do you need to take a picture of your naked baby? Like,
I don't know. So it's cute. Kind of like a state that babies exist in because parents don't always want to put pants back on them because they're just going to poop in them.
There we go.
So I think it's just like, that's how you exist. Like, my cousin didn't wear a shirt until she was maybe like 4 or 5 years old. So.
Oh my gosh.
Based on the photographic evidence, she wasn't wearing a shirt for most of it. So
I know, like, so there was this like huge thing that my my mom's sister told me that sometimes she would babysit me and I would get like really, really stubborn, like after she gave me a bath, and I would say like, no, I don't want you to dress me, and then she would like, you know, like finally dress me, and then she would leave the room. And I would take off all my clothes and then just, like, run around and, like, hide from her.
Nice.
And that basically captures my life now.
Like that picture you found the other day of you just standing pantsless.
Yes. There we go.
My mom liked to send a picture of me with my little hammer when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. That's cute. Baby pictures.
This was an artistic nude photo right here. And they're printed because it's classy. I wasn't signing it digitally.
I also have some pictures like that. Did you take them yourself?
I did take it myself.
How did you do it? I did mine with my Canon and a tripod and a timer.
Definitely a timer on my phone.
I invested time doing this. This is really weird. I think this conversation is getting really weird.
I think so too. Because I'm also just like, why can't I be like that again? Because I definitely weighed less at that time. So.
Oh my goodness. Me too. Let's talk about body issues on the next episode because now I need to vent about it.
I'm coming down from my highs. So I'm not high enough to talk about body issues in a.
I know. Next time. Next time. So I think we're going to call like the recording it for now.
Can we stop? We should have stopped it at. It's like 40-20 or something. I don't know. But
420. I mean, we can always trim it down. So yeah. Once we'll listen to this, we'll make sure that we put something.
I'm going to eat another edible.
A little bit appropriate. There you go. I'll video chat you after this is done anyway. So we should do this again. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye.